You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Schools are closed for the week, and New Orleans residents are urged to park their cars on high ground. It's a familiar routine for the city during hurricane season, but this time the threat wasn't churning in the Gulf of Mexico. Yesterday, Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency in New Orleans as the city's malfunctioning water pumping system and the threat of more rain left some neighborhoods at greater risk of flooding.
Out of an abundance of caution, I did sign a declaration of emergency for the parish of Orleans to make sure that the governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness is leaning forward, because if we get a heavier than expected rainfall, time will be of the essence. And so we want to make sure that we can move as quickly as possible.
The city scrambled to repair fire-damaged equipment at a power plant and shore up its drainage system less than a week after a flash flood from torrential rain overwhelmed the city's pumping system and inundated many neighborhoods. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.